Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Booth 61. Featuring movers and shakers on the Atlanta tech scene, organizations serving the tech market, and the inspired people who lead them. Now here's your host, Ricky Steele.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. We are still at the beautiful Cobb Galleria, where over 1,000 people gathered for an exciting morning to celebrate the CIOs of the Year and one's very special award to a Lifetime Achievement Award. I am very honored to have a new friend and an old friend join me in Booth 61. First of all, Miss Jackie Breeder is the CIO at the Consueta Business School, and there's no one who I need to introduce to Jackie because she knows everybody, and everybody knows her and respects her. She's one of the Women of the Year. She chairs things all over town, and is just an example of what hard work and ingenuity will get you in life, and that's great success. My new friend is Dennis Liu. Dennis is the Director of Office of Business Relationship Management at the Consueta School, where everybody has to put up with our great friend, Mr. Ben, and all of his SOB students, which is a long story, and I will explain that maybe at a later time. But anyway, Dennis, Jackie, welcome to Booth 61. What did you think about today?
Thanks. This has been a great event. Get this. It's been a great event. I'm meeting new people and talking with people about the challenges that they're dealing with, and it's nice because even though we always think of ourselves as different in higher ed, we all have the same problems in technology, and we all have this passion to use technology to create really cool, really great stuff, really great value for businesses and for people. And
is this your first time attending the CIO of the Year?
It is.
Oh wow!
It is.
Well, that probably was pretty amazing to see 1,000 smart folks in one room and then me over here.
Well, it was definitely, I didn't realize how many people were going to be here and how the type of people that were going to be here. And so when I walked in, it was a little overwhelming, but it was a great experience.
What'd you think, Jackie?
Hey, Ricky, good to see you. Thanks for having me on the show this morning. And Dennis is one of those smart people. I'll sit in the corner with you because he's really the one that makes me look good at the business school. So we're happy to have him on the team. You know, it's a fantastic event. It's an amazing organization that is so well run by Lisa and other folks. And the keynote speaker today, George, I thought was inspirational in terms of talking more about leadership, and it's all about people, not necessarily the technology. So I think that was a great takeaway for all of us sitting in the audience. And also, how inspiring is it to listen to our Lifetime Achievement Award winner and just really talk about his personal experiences? So I just, I'm walking away inspired this morning.
It was an unbelievable morning. I was talking to, I think, Walt Carter earlier, one of our award winners, and we were talking about the city of Atlanta and the Atlanta region and how you've got really bright people in technology in Austin and Boston and Silicon Valley, mm-hmm. Research Triangle and other areas or pods of technology. But when people start talking about community, they all talk about Atlanta. And we've got some plenty of smart folks here. I'm sitting next to two of them. But
at least one.
But in Atlanta, there's this sense of caring. And, you know, no matter where you came from, if you're a Southerner, if you're a Yankee, if you're from the far west, it's like your family when you're here. I was born here, so I can say that and I'm proud of it. But you were not born here, I would assume. So have you experienced that, and what do you think about it? Is it true? Am I correct in what I've been hearing?
Yeah, I think it's absolutely true. I was born up north, so I'm one of those Yankees you just talked about. And I just am so proud to live in Atlanta and be part of this technology community and organizations like GCLA. And also I have to, you know, give a plug to TAG and the Women in Technology Organization. Being on the board of WIT, it is one of the most welcoming and supportive organizations. And so to have these types of groups that really want to encourage and support your success is fantastic. I've lived in other cities that just do not have this. And I can't imagine being anywhere else.
Yeah, and I was born here.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, so
all right.
Myself and my two brothers and my sister, we were all born Northside. And
the baby factory.
The baby factory. The baby
I had
factory.
Three kids born there as well.
Yeah, and so we were all part of there. And I think it's this, I mean, you're right. I mean, there's this, definitely this sense of community and this collaboration that this comes through, I mean, that percolates everything that we do. And I have no problems talking to other people, in other companies or even different schools. We're always collaborating and innovating together.
We're in October 31st right now, and we're all going trick-or-treating tonight, but we got 2 months left in the year. What exciting initiatives are you working on within the Gonzueta School that you can share publicly with the listening audience, which is in Atlanta, but we have people listening all over the world on RSS feed?
I think the most exciting thing that we have right now is that we have a new dean. So we have a new leader of the school. Erica James has come to us from another prestigious institution, and she's now leading the business school and has such a passion for organizational development, has a passion for corporate relationships, and really looking to see where the school can add value in the Atlanta community and beyond. And so she's spending a lot of time with the folks that are here in the room today. And so it's really exciting to have Eric on board and leading us into the future of what business will be like. And so some of the initiatives that we're looking at, it's really about our student population and how are they changing and what are the things that we need to do as a business school to help enable them to be successful so that they can become the leaders that are winning awards at GCLA of the future. Which, by the way, Dennis and I both happen to be graduates of the Gonzueta Business School, so we're pretty proud to be there.
Real live SOBs.
I actually am a real live SOB, so you'll have to explain that to the audience later.
Yeah, and I'm very proud not to be one of those folks.
Oh, I love Ben. Come on. For those in the listening audience who think I am cursing, an SOB at Emory is a student of Ben Kaczynski. Ben is a legend in this community and around the world for that matter, and he has lovingly endeared the name of his students, SOB, Students of Ben. So we're not being using any profanity today. We are just sharing an initial that is known and respected in the Atlanta community and around the world for that matter. But anyway, closing remarks. Emory is such a prestigious university, and I just can't imagine anybody that attends there not being a success story. At least everyone that I know that's attended there is a success story.
Yeah, I was actually just talking yesterday to one of our development alumni relations folks, and I mean, to me personally, Emory has, you know, I've been in Atlanta all my life, and Emory really has been a part of my life throughout that. I was inspired to go to Emory because of my high school biology teacher. She graduated from Emory many, many years ago. I did my undergrad here, got my biology degree, left for a couple years to Wisconsin, but when I came back, I did my MBA here. I actually met my wife, who's actually a Hong Kong student, when she was doing study abroad. She came for a semester, and we met at Emory during college. So it's, and of course now I'm still there, and I do feel that I am very successful.
Jackie? Yeah.
The greatest thing about working at Emory is that you can be so proud of what everybody there does, whether it's in the medical side, whether it's in the college, the business school, and so forth. So when you're out in the community at events like this and you tell people you work at Emory, I don't think I've ever had a response other than, wow, Emory, that's fantastic. So to be able to work at a place where people respond that way, it's just a sense of pride that I've not really experienced in my career. And to be able to work with people like Dennis, who I guess your whole life is sort of Emory if you met your wife there, and to be able to work with people that care so deeply for the institution, it's a pretty special thing.
Well, it's a great honor to have you here, and I wish you nothing but success in the future. And Dennis, I know that we'll be seeing you and hearing a lot more about you in the future. You're a bright young man, and I think there's great success going to be in the immediate future, not long range.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you, and thanks for having me.
And I hope your audience knows that you're wearing your pumpkin outfit for Halloween today. Did we tell them that since they can't see you?
At least get a few photos later on on the RSS feed. But
thanks, Ricky. It's always a pleasure.
God bless America.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thank you.